you probably know the concept of peak oil. Nate Higgins takes a wider view. He believes we are all now living through the peak of industrial civilization.
The Star Trek future is now. These iPods and the wireless and the self-driving cars and the robotics, this is the Star Trek future. Future generations are going to be poorer. They're not going to have the complexity that we do, and they need our help.
But before we can seriously address that, we need to examine how we got here. That's what Hagen's University of Minnesota course, called Reality 101, is all about. An economic, historical, and cultural analysis that, he explains, rests on three central ideas.
Number one, we humans are a big enough force on the planet that we're causing the sixth great extinction right now, and that's even before any of the major impacts of climate change and ocean acidification manifest. Number two is that energy underpins natural systems as well as human systems, and the energy has a cost in natural resource terms, and that cost keeps going up because we've used the best stuff, and it's going to get more expensive, and that's going to cause economic growth of our systems to flatline and then contract. And then the third, least recognized and perhaps most uncomfortable, is that we don't really have an environmental problem. We don't really have an economic energy problem. We have a human brain problem.
By that, he means the traits and behaviors that have supported humankind's Darwinian ascension to planetary dominance are now ill-suited for confronting our future.
The agenda of the gene makes us feel better when we're doing things that our ancestors did that correlated with success, but they're negatively correlated with sustainability and where our thinking brains might desire us to go. Science isn't a democracy. We evolved to favor feelings and emotions and our in-group over facts. Facts and feelings are kind of at odds in our culture, but unfortunately, we don't have the luxury of waiting until the real-world events back up what the facts say. We need to act ahead of time on some of these issues.
But our tendency is to remain in a genetically supported comfort zone that Hagen sees resting on a series of false assumptions. One of the most basic being that modern society runs on money.
The reality is our societies run on energy. Money is just a marker for how much energy we have available and how costly it is. One barrel of oil contains the same amount of work potential as you or I working for 10 years, 9 hours a day. We pay $50 for that, but you would have to pay us $500,000 or so over 10 years. And the reason this has never mattered is because we've always had access to this pool of ancient sunlight under the ground for only the cost to extract it, not what it's really valued at.
A more realistic and sustainable future, says Hagen's, should instead rest on the creation and consumption of energy measured in calories. And he's confident we'll get there. But beyond that, many other questions remain.
How many people will be involved? When will it happen? What will be the throughput in the daily lives of those people? And how much of a natural world will we have left? Fossil fuels are leaving us this century, whether we are voting for that or not.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.